From the News Talk STL studios in St. Louis, it's the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, we learn the truth about ethnic studies with Carrie Bartholomew. And then we're joined by Frank Vernuccio of USAGovPolicy.com. And as always, the Right Mind Studio Band with Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
You know, it's already started, Joey, all the weight loss and gym commercials. We're going to have to deal with that for about a week to 10 days. Do you notice that? I mean, the only time you see these weight loss and gym commercials, right after the first of the year. So I guess everybody gets fat, and then they decide they're going to be in shape for a week, and then they quit. But you, by the way, got a new television, so you get to see these obnoxious commercials bigger than life, don't you? How's the television doing?
Well, it's so big and so bright. It's an OLED. The O stands for organic, which I think I can lick it.
Oh,
I think that's
nice.
What that means.
Yes.
But it's like the brightest, crispest picture you ever did see. And so
Christmas or crisp?
Crispest.
Crispy Christmas. Okay, go ahead.
Like a Christmas apple. Let's not get confused.
Let's not.
And so when I'm watching my beautiful 4K movies, it's so bright and gives me such a glow of radiation to the brain that I can't even fall asleep during movies anymore.
No, I
don't know if you have that problem where you try and watch a show with the wife and then you pick something kind of generic and then you just fall asleep on each other.
Well, you know, radiation and things like that are my friend. I think I mentioned on an earlier show, I used to love, and actually I still do love, you're running after those mosquitoes. Foggers.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the highlights of my summer. I mean, you see that coming. It's like, I don't know what they spray, DDT or something like that. We would love it. We would run behind it, and the next thing you know, and that's why to this day, you know, I have major, major neurological problems.
I don't know if they need to make that sound, but it's like a Pavlov's dog type of thing. When you hear that beautiful ice cream truck-like sound of zzz, it kind of triggers something in you.
Oh, it does.
You just want to start running after trucks.
Stimulating is what it is. Speaking of sounds, you know what we did yesterday? I'm one of these people that saves a lot of documents. You know why? Because you never know. As soon as you throw something away, you suddenly need it, right? So I had documents and things like that going back to probably 1974 or so. I mean, even before they even had documents. Well, anyway, I'll make this story short if I can. I had boxes and boxes of stuff that my wife did I bring her up? I'm sorry. I won't make that a habit. But anyway, she wanted to get rid of them. So we found this shredding truck
shredded in the new year.
We did some shredding Crestwood. Crestwood. Yeah, that's where it was.
And a lot of garbage people over there. That makes sense. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we took all of my stuff, along with some laundry and other things like that, some gift cards that were already used, and we shred everything. Yeah, and they let you watch the video. Isn't that entertainment? It's too bad you didn't have that on your giant television.
All you have to do to spin it to your wife is just give it a new name. This isn't garbage. It is ephemera. That's what you call it in the French world. I don't know. When you sell stuff online, this isn't just ripped out old magazine pages.
Oh, no.
This is ephemera of the beauty of Coca-Cola and Ford. They owe us money now because we said that.
Well, by the way, I mean, we could use some new sponsors because Rick Bernstein, I mean, they're going on they have apparently things that they take a break during the wintertime. And he said, you know, sales are just booming so much that, you know, we need to take a little breather. So he's on vacation. So, hey, if anybody out there just wants to be part of the Right Mind Show, I mean, just let us know. I mean, we don't care. As long as would we let anybody come on and be a sponsor regardless of who they were or what they sold? Are we picky? I'm not picky. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care what you do or what you sell. You can come on to my show, our show, and they can offer. They can hawk their stuff.
I would accept anything, especially if it requires me to take a pill. I don't know if you remember back in the 90s, they had this fat pill. It would make you less fat.
A fat pill? Or it was just a giant pill?
It would unfat you. It was called FinFin or something like that.
FinFin.
And all of the DJs and all of the radio were taking this FinFin pill. And then I think they all up and got cancer and died. So it kind of ruined that company altogether.
Lucky for us, we took their spot. I bet you we wouldn't have this show if they hadn't all died.
My immune system is very strong, and I feel like I can take anything that they're giving out. You know, a lot of people are taking Ozempic.
I've heard of that. Now, that's another fat thing, isn't it? For the fat people.
An unfat pill, one. But they've got lots of generic knockoffs out there, too. So I'll take whatever Fozempic that you got.
Right.
And we'll chart the progress on the show.
Now, you're taking, because you're a slim guy.
I'm about a buck. Usually people have numbers after that, buck 25. I'm about a buck.
Okay, a buck 25.
Just 100 pounds.
I got it. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever heard this. I mean, it's a novel idea, but sometimes just like eating less and like maybe, you know, going for a walk, that'll help you lose weight, I think. I don't think you need a pill, do you?
I think the problem is having a clear mind and the ability to just daydream. Whenever you're on that walk and you see beautiful birds and right. you have nothing else to do, you think, I'd like to eat that bird fried.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, speaking, I take pills to daydream. I mean, they really help my daydreams, too. I took one before I came in here today. I'm actually, as we're doing this show.
Prescription LSD.
It is something yeah. like that, because they're now, I've always said, you know, when you melt, and you are melting here right in front of me, I mean, and I guess that's why.
All of you are melting. All three
well,
that
actually,
I see. Yeah.
Well, not only that, even the people that aren't with you that I see. I mean, it does a magical job. So I don't know what this fat pill is, but I mean, whatever I'm taking that I found, and it was handed to me by the guy that was driving the mosquito fogger, it does wonders for my mind.
You know, a lot of people are doing the fat thing for the New Year's. I know that people got a lot of presents for Christmas, too.
Oh.
And we were talking about maybe there's some hacks for these smart gadgets that people are getting, like Nest thermostats or these
right.
Google smart speakers, these Alexa speakers. One thing that I love to do, if you'll listen yeah. for a second.
Oh, no. I'm not going to interrupt. Here's the thing. That's my New Year's resolution. I just did it. I guess I can quit my resolutions now. Go ahead.
It's perfect. What happens on New Year's is fireworks go off and the animals lose their minds. And then people go on Facebook on behalf of their animals and say, please, whoever is shooting off these fireworks, my dog is very upset and has PTSD. Like the person is on Facebook blowing stuff up and laughing about your dog at the same time. I don't get it. But I love this little prank. I tell my Google smart speaker, I say, hey, play the sound of fireworks. You can do this all year long.
Oh, I will.
And at full volume. And then the cat that I own.
Yeah.
That is my, I guess I own it. I'm its father or something.
I'd ask its name, but I'd be interrupting.
Morty the cat.
Oh, I like it.
He starts belly crawling as soon as those fireworks start coming out of the speaker, and I get yelled at by my lady, and it's so funny.
That is a wonderful idea, because I needed something new, because I don't know if you know this. Do you have an Alexa? Or is that what they're called, those Amazon things that listen to you all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. If you tell, I mean, it'll play anything that you want. But I didn't, if you say, and this is a nice hack, if that's what you want to call it for our listeners out there. But if you say, Alexa, play porn music, it plays porn music. I didn't even know there was porn music. And I don't even know. And you know what? I'm not going to bring my wife up, but I am. She says, what is that? I've never heard anything like that. I said, well, I would hope not, because it's porn music. Yeah. It's
something
a lot of fun.
You can do with the Google Home system. I'm sure you can. I think Alexa has this too. I think it's called Drop In on Alexa. But on Google, it's called Broadcast.
Yeah.
So what happens is, whatever you tell one of your speakers to do, if you say Broadcast, it'll play it all over the entire house.
Get out.
So if I'm downstairs and the wife is upstairs, I like to yell into my speaker, Broadcast, open up, we're going to kill you and we're going to take all your stuff. And then it says, okay, broadcasting. And then it plays on the speaker upstairs. And then while she's doing the dishes, she accidentally gets scared, cuts herself with a knife or something.
Oh, I'd get in trouble for that, because there'd be blood on the floor. And somehow, even if it wasn't me, it would be her fault. My fault.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned that before. Yeah.
Whenever you bleed, you like to tell everyone about it. And I like that about you, that you're willing to share.
I don't only
a blood
everybody.
Donor, but not in like the typical way.
I
don't want to just give it to someone. You're using it still.
Exactly. And I get a little sympathy that way. Yeah. You know, my resolutions, we were talking about that. Those are so stupid. You know, what I did, and I think this is a great, we are full of tips here for the new year, aren't we? But what I like to do is, for example, for this year, you know, I have my resolution was to give up tofu. Okay, tofu, that stuff, you know, that you know, eat.
Tasteless, colorless,
exactly.
Blob.
And now here's the, I've never.
Seems like an easy thing to do.
I've never liked tofu. I've never really purchased tofu. So it makes it an easy resolution to say, I gave up tofu.
Mm-hmm.
And along with, you know, some people you mentioned lose weight. One of my resolutions is to break the speed limit more. Okay. Because apparently I drive slow. I didn't realize I did. But so I'm going to break the speed limit a lot more, and I'm giving up tofu.
If you have an insurance company that's real nosy, they'll make you install a little monitor on your car and your phone, and then it'll tell you if you're speeding, and then it'll charge you more money every month because you're very bad at driving.
Oh.
And my girlfriend's dad loves seeing when the app says, you were very bad today at driving. He shows us, like, look how bad I was. He's proud of it.
Does it scold you?
It does scold you with dollar signs.
Oh, that's
it says,
no fun.
That speeding cost you 20 extra bucks this month. How do you feel about it?
Scolds me a lot, and I let you finish there, didn't I? The Is this thing on my watch? Do you have an Apple Watch of any chance?
No, I don't like anything on the wrist.
Oh, I don't.
Not even slaps.
I'm about ready to throw mine against the wall because it's got this fitness thing on it. Mm-hmm. Talk about silly things. But it harasses you. Like, it'll say, like say you do something, and then you'll be having dinner, okay? And it'll say, well, just 2,000 more calories to go. A brisk walk to China would take care of this. And I'm like, leave me alone. I'm having dinner. And it harasses you. Rather than, I mean, is there a setting on that where it can leave you alone during certain parts of the day?
You've been sitting too long. Please get up before a bed sore appears.
Oh, you do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
There. Yeah, and it gives you awards. Congratulations. You stood today, 30 seconds. Well, so what? I don't really. It's ridiculous.
We have monitored your intake of candy, and we have just automatically ordered you some more kale from Whole Foods. That's very expensive. Oh, thank you, Watch. I didn't know you were watching my diet that closely.
They watch that. Like the Alexa we were talking about, it does listen to you. You know, if you ask Alexa, are you spying on me? It gets testy.
You signed the terms of service. You checked the box. Please leave me alone.
It's unbelievable. It will adamantly say, no, I am not spying on you, or something like that.
Wait, what does it say?
I'm not spying on you.
No, go back to whatever you're doing. I'm not screwed.
You can choose whatever voice you want, and I usually get a male Australian to boss me around because I feel like they have survived the most death-defying moments, especially the critters that are over in Australia.
Yes.
So when they tell me what to do, I actually listen. When it's a woman saying, turn left, I'm like, lady, get out of here.
You know what, January, it's the worst month of the year. It's by far the whoever.
If I rank them in order of chronology,
this
number one every year.
Totally stinks. It just, there is not one thing that's good about January. Nothing. It's the longest month. It's the coldest month. Typically, it's like a dark month too. There's nothing to look forward to.
Okay. Jan was the worst member of the Brady Bunch.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing that you mentioned that because I kept thinking all during the holidays, I bet Greg and Marcia were really kind of doing it when they were like in the attic upstairs. And remember they shared the room? They shared the attic?
Well, in the remake, they really implied that. I think they even undressed in front of each other with
Get
silhouettes
out of
or something.
Here.
It was a very tongue-in-cheek, I don't know if I can say that,
wow.
The 90s Brady Bunch movie that came out.
Well, you know, Dan Bennington, who was on our show,
mm-hmm.
I think he mentioned this. He owns the Playhouse, the Westport Playhouse. The last film that Mrs. Brady was in, Florence Henderson, she was in his film.
And she probably took those secrets to her grave. Didn't want to defile the Brady Bunch legacy.
No, she said, he made that part of the movie. And apparently, Mrs. Brady said, oh, yeah, Greg was doing everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we say that on the radio?
We can say that, of course.
Well, I think we just did.
Dan Byington of the Westport Playhouse had the rights to film her funeral, too. Like, I just need one more scene. If I can just get in the casket real quick, it'll be a great ending to my movie.
I don't know, but that was her last film. Mm. Can you believe that? After everything, I mean, the Wesson Oil commercials, the Brady Bunch, all that, I think that's pretty much all she did. And then she's in Dan's film. Yeah.
She was the most famous Flo we even knew for the longest time. And then these stupid Progressive commercials came on.
Yeah.
And they soiled her legacy.
Oh, the Progressives ruined everything. You know, and Alice and Sam the meat guy. Hey, Alice, I brought you sausage. I always knew what that meant, too. Okay, by the way. I mean, nobody was fooling me, even when I was 6 years old. So I know Greg and Marcia were upstairs doing the hanky. And I know what Sam the meat man meant when he said he brought home the sausage.
They'd get together with the Partridge family with a little key party,
yeah.
And then they would make everyone happy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really watch that one, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's where the bus came from.
What
in
bus?
In the pornographic films that you were watching with the music.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch them. I would just listen to the music. I'd always turn I would turn like the visual part off, and I would just lay back, and I was like, oh, this is, and it was like, that's kind of what it sounds like.
These are huge channels on YouTube, like study music. It's 24/7 live streams of just lo-fi chill for studying. This is the name of the actual channels, and there'll be hundreds of thousands of people watching this, listening at the same time. So that's kind of a communal experience to listen to orgy music while you're all studying. I think if that's not a YouTube channel yet, it should be.
Well, Professor Jim ought to get on this if that's what they're doing. All the kids are doing it in school now. Speaking of that, he's back in California. Hi, Professor Jim. You can rub that in. And you know what he did? He sent me a photograph. He's got a News Talk SDL bumper sticker on a California car. Now, I don't know if it's his car or just some car that he randomly stuck a bumper sticker on, but somebody in California has a bumper sticker from the station on it.
Professor Jim was on the show last week, and it was so cool hearing about the rampant cheating at his community college, and people are getting free degrees through online colleges. I'm thinking about going back to online school.
Oh, it's easy. Between AI and online stuff, you can be a total idiot now and get like a doctorate in something.
He was trying to, I don't know, what is it, hack the system of AI by creating tests that can't be Googled. This is something you'll hear a lot on trivia nights. You know, it's ungoogleable questions.
Say that again.
Ungoogleable. So I'm thinking if he was just real vague with the questions, and it was question one, what did we talk about on Thursday, September 1st? And then if you remember and write that down, you get an A in the class. What was that thing we talked about with Lincoln? And you, if you just write, you know, oh, he freed the slaves. And it's like, no, we were talking about his wrestling career.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't paying attention at all.
Right. Yeah. You know, another thing I picked up, I think you really enjoyed this one, too, is that when people ask me, well, waiters or waitresses, are you done with that? OK. And say I still have something on my plate and I'm not completely done with it. I'll say I am, but I'd like you to send it over to that table over there and say it's compliments from me. Have you ever tried that?
I've never tried. I've never done that move. That's a real power move.
Oh, it
too.
Is. And then when they don't know what you're talking about, I say, no, take the rest of what I have. And that elderly couple over there that are arguing, say the rest of this chicken Caesar salad is from the guy over there. And then I watch him do it. And then when they don't know what the heck is going on, and then I give them a wink. Ding. I give them a wink, you know, saying, hey, it was from me. It's the most philanthropic thing I do all year. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. Yeah.
What I like to do is whenever I leave a restaurant with my box of leftovers, what I like to do is I put it on my roof in front of the restaurant. And then when I drive off, it just slides off the back, and then homeless people get to eat that.
That's a brilliant idea.
And I did that on purpose. I didn't forget it up there.
That is a philanthropic thing also. I just like saying that word because I'm not really philanthropic. But we're going to have a great show. King Kirby is still on hiatus along with Rick Bernstein. And anybody that wants to be on the show, whether you sell legal things or not, just give me a call. You know, Todd at StudioTodd.com. We'll get you on here. And, hey, you want to sell snow cones in January? Come on on. Among other things. Is Mitch here? Is Mitch did it? Because he was kind of upset.
Mitch is barefoot for some reason. It is January. I don't know.
It's something about his gifts. He said nothing fit, and that was last week, because then he wouldn't wear anything. What does he do? Why does he? Because here's the thing. I'm not going to make a big deal about this, but I kind of ignored Mitch last week because he's become kind of a diva. Mm-hmm. So what is the deal with no shoes on? Do you know what that's all about?
I think he likes the slap of his bare feet on our tile, and so he's using that like a percussion.
Is that what that slap was? Okay, I didn't know what that slap sound was coming from. I'm glad to hear that's what it was. Well, he's going to maybe play a few tunes for us if he's not being a diva, and we're going to have a good time on the show. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my good buddy Joey V. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, Carrie Bartholomew exposes what's actually being taught in high school ethnic studies classes.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, along with my buddy Joey V. And, you know, have you ever heard of what a doorbuster sale is? Well, we're not having one, but we do have sales at LiberalJoke.com. That's LiberalJoke.com, where you can buy all of your favorite offensive items. And you know what? Joey V is our store manager.
Yes, I am in charge of everything. And just so you know, the word sale just means money will be exchanged for goods and services. Nothing will be less money than it was before. And no returns.
No returns at all. So if you hate something, sorry, you're stuck with it. At LiberalJoke.com.
If you find that something is ill-fitting, take a picture, send it to us. You may make it on the wall of shame. You will receive no refunds. All sales are final. Terms and conditions might apply.
At LiberalJoke.com. Won't you visit us today, please?
Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who loves feet so much that he moved back to St. Louis just for the nice arches, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V on The Right Mind Show. And on the line now is Carrie Bartholomew, who's been on the show before. She's anti-CRT, which I like already, but she has some new stuff on ethnic studies she wants to talk to us about. How's it going, Carrie?
It's great. Thank you. Well, I mean, as great as it can.
As great as it can be. Now, you said you got a hold of me, which I'm always excited about. And you said there's some stuff about ethnic studies that you'd really like to share and some surprises, some things we may not be aware of. Let's just jump into it. What's going on with the ethnic studies?
Sure. Well, first, let me explain what most people think ethnic studies is. They think that it is a celebration of cultures. They think that we are getting together and learning about each other's different experiences. You can't tell because this is a radio, and if someone's new, I am biracial myself. And I am not against history. I go around parks performing Harriet Tubman.
Uh-huh.
And what's happening with our ethnic studies and also social and emotional learning and also action civics is that it's a Trojan horse. They all have the same goal, and that goal is to turn our children into activists. Now, I'm not saying that just off the top of my head. I had somebody who'd seen my podcast and drew two interesting parallels, which was that ethnic studies, the first curriculum to come out that's a full curriculum, it's called Voices, an Ethnic Studies Survey, is coming out of Utah, of all places.
Hmm.
And so the person happened to be in Tennessee and was able to acquire the textbook at a convention. And so they sent it to me. So I have a copy of this book. And it is probably the most ugly and depressing thing that I've ever seen. Because instead of it being a celebration, it rapes the joy of our children's minds. And what I mean by that is that there is nothing good is in this book.
What ages is it meant for?
This one is for 11th and 12th grade.
Okay. Well, what are some of the things that are in it? I mean, is it, you say a Trojan horse. So I assume that,
yes,
you know, it gets you in there and you think, okay, this is going to be all right. And once you get into it, what are some of the things that, you weren't aware of?
So the very first chapter of the book is race and ethnicity. The key terms for your child to learn are colonialism, construct, culture, ethnicity, eugenics, pseudoscientific, and that refers to your religion in this book. The kids are supposed to say, I can define the terms of race and ethnicity. I can explain how categories of race have changed over time. One of the pictures says, in this country, America means white. Everyone else has to hyphenate. It's not true. You don't have to hyphenate. They push it to you to hyphenate. And the picture that's above that is a person having their nose measured to make sure that they are indeed white.
Wow.
But within every chapter, so you've got these indigenous people and they say, this land is your land. Go fight for it. And even in my small town, they are segregating and pulling out the Native American kids in middle school for their own history class. But then the next chapter, we'll talk about African Americans here. And it'll say that arguably Moors were the first people on American soil. So if Moors were the first people, then they're truly indigenous. So you've got these people these 11th and 12th graders,
right,
who have been taught to resent and to fight for what's theirs. And then you have another group being told, oh, but it's yours.
Right.
So they're going to fight each other. So how do we stop it? Well, I mean, what I've said before, we pull our kids out, but at the very least, knowledge is power.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just it. I mean, as long as it fits their narrative, I mean, that's just, there is the truth, which is factual. And then there is the fabricated, fictional truth that the progressive left wing wants you to believe on their behalf. And when you have reasonable people that have a sense of logic and common sense, they can differentiate between that. But as you mentioned, these younger minds, even some older minds when they're brainwashed in front of CNN all day, that all of a sudden that becomes blurry. And all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe this is the truth. And I mean, it I think one of the things I learned probably more than anything from all this COVID BS that was out there was how easily it is to manipulate and control people. That shocked me. That shocked me. And now you've got that this going on with what you're talking about, the whole ethnic studies, you know, where they're trying to what are you actually studying? Division? I mean, it's certainly not helping like the study of ethnic, you know, diversity or anything like that. And you mentioned also how the whole thing about, you know, with the Jewish groups about, you know, anti-Semitism and stuff.
Right.
You, I mean, it looks like they're just jumping.
But at the same time, they're teaching anti-Semitism. Because it's definitely a pro-Palestine viewpoint.
Well, and that's just, that's exactly right. And if you notice, I've heard this several times before. A lot of times, if you want to know what they are up to from a destructive standpoint, look at what they are accusing you of doing.
Exactly.
And
projection.
Yeah, it's a projection. It's a projection is exactly what it is. And I got to the point, and going back to this COVID BS, I mean, I had to give up on people. But it was like, I at least want to save the people who want to be saved. Going back to where you are, I mean, are you taking measures to get rid of this book? You can't ban books.
Yes.
Well, you can't if they're totally, you know, unfactual and ridiculous. I mean, are you doing anything?
Well, we have legislative session coming up. Everyone does. But ours starts on January 17th. And I am going... My days are spent going and talking to senators and congresspeople and saying, look, I understand what you thought you were doing, and I applaud what you thought you were doing because you thought you were furthering Martin Luther King's dream. But this is really what it is. And I've just been showing the book. I make copies. I send files. I'm just doing whatever I can. I'm reaching out to as much media as I can. It's strange that people don't want to touch it, but everyone is very afraid of being called, you know, a racist. Let me just give you one more example.
Sure.
That you, when you were talking about how they're not hiding it, and I sent you this picture, so feel free to put it on your page if you want to.
Okay.
But it says the school board meetings. It has a white mother yelling at a school board meeting. And it says, in recent years, the news has been filled with angry parents protesting the school board meetings, disagreement over issues such as the teaching of race and ethnic studies, masking during COVID pandemic, and the rights of transgender students have led to events like parents shown in this raucous school board meeting in Virginia. And then it says, conservative parents pulled their kids out in the 1960s. So our children are being taught that when white parents didn't want their kids in integrated schools in the 1960s, that's the same thing that's happening today. What they're leaving out are how many Black Lives Matter protesters showed up at school boards, how many climate change people have sat on the floor and cried, how many drag queens have come and done their thing. None of that's shown here.
No.
None of the radical behaviors from the other side are shown. Our kids, all of us think, oh, we live in rural areas. Our children are going to be fine because we're treating them with our values. When they're getting this, and again, ethnic studies, social and emotional learning, and action civics, all things that are coming hard into our schools and are being implemented into every subject.
And nobody's doing it. I mean, and people like you are. I mean,
yes.
And what... How long, again, is it going to take? And you're right. All the parents want, I mean, I'm a parent. I mean, I wouldn't put up with this stuff. But apparently you're a domestic terrorist if you question. And the FBI were investigating parents for being parents. You know, and I don't care. I don't. You can do anything you want. I mean, my kids come first. And I mean, and to think that this is allowed. But I don't think they do. I think they think the government is our better parents than the parents themselves. They think, no, we know what we're doing better than you do. And that goes back to communism. Okay. And that's, I mean, anybody that can't see that is either blind or naive or just doesn't, you know, has their head in the sand. It's infuriating. I mean, you can tell you got me going. And, you know, it's time to, you know, call me whatever you want, but I'm an American patriot. We're not going to take this anymore.
I hope that's true. I hope people are ready to stand up. I do question whether or not we bring God back into the school, because in order to be fair and equal, that means that, you know, clubs like the Satan Club come back in. But I do think that Judeo-Christian values, the simpleness of treating each other the way that we want to be treated, I think needs to be returned, because right now we have this crazy, crazy entitlement. It's another story, but I'll tell you, one of the things that these people will say is, we want resilience for our kids. Then how come our junior highs and high schools have rooms for kids to leave and go snuggle with stuffed animals?
And they think they're cats or things like that. I mean, I identify as a cat. Now, that's fine. You can do that. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole myself. But you go back to the whole, you know, God and Judeo-Christian. That's what our founding fathers, this is what America was built on. Okay, and if you don't like it, if somebody doesn't like it, that's fine. You're not, you know, if you don't want to be in my home, my party, whatever, you can go somewhere else. That's fine. You can go do whatever you want.
Right.
But this is what we were founded on, and this is what this is part of what makes America great. And if you don't like it, you shouldn't be here to begin with. And, you know, that's all there is to it. I mean, I'm open to, you know, bringing in other ideas and things like that. But, you know, the bottom line is the bottom line. And this is America, and this is what we stand for. Well, Carrie, we're about out of time. I want you to come back. I want you to come back every week. Maybe you could be a co-host. But I really appreciate it. Do you want anybody to reach out to you? Or do you just want to?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody wants more information, go look me up at Carib Marcel on YouTube. I cover this stuff page by page. In lives. And then also, please look out for the documentary coming out called Beneath Sheep's Clothing by Julie Bailing.
Okay.
You might want to reach out to her, actually.
Actually, we will. Yeah. I'll tell you, if she's half as insightful as you are, I mean, that'll be another, you know, fire burner
she's
for
brilliant.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And please be a frequent guest. Again, you got me going, and I'm ready to go out there and fight the good fight as you are. So thank you very much, my friend.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I tell you what, Joey, I get a little stirred up. You know, you see me like fidgeting over here. I got a little sweat.
Yeah. I think you're just angry at books as a concept.
I don't
they
like
are
books.
So confusing.
Yeah, I know.
Admiral Andy's got no pictures in his, and you
Admiral
bring
Andy,
it up.
Well, Andrew, he's like in a tube, like in a submarine. I don't think they have lights in the submarine, so it's kind of hard to read. Maybe they do.
The man has been around the world. You have to respect him. He's a traveled man who's seen everything, and that's why they gave him one free trip to Universal Studios. You see the world, and they let you go to a theme park.
You know, he did go to Universal Studios with his family.
And his dog, who's also family, looks just like him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And he brought Alma the dog to ride on the roller coasters because he's afraid of being, it stresses him out. And so Alma the dog is supposed to calm him. But, you know, if roller coasters stress you out, you got to take Alma the dog on the roller coaster with you. And
she's
he did.
Licking his face as they're in the front row of the roller coaster, and that spit is just flying backwards on the people behind him.
That's a lucky dog, though, isn't it?
It
to get
is.
To go to Universal Studios. When we come back, we have more fun on the way. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. It's the Right Mind Show. Mitch is back there. Oh, now he doesn't have his pants on. Go get him, will you? We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, we talk about getting back to real objective journalism with Frank Vernuccio of USAGovPolicy.com. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who's such a good poker player, he's never folded laundry, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. And on the line right now is Frank Vernuccio with USAGovPolicy.com. How are you doing, Frank?
Doing great. And it's an interesting cold day here in the Northeast, waiting for snow.
You've got a very interesting site. I checked that out. You do a lot of writing. Tell us about what you're working on.
Well, we took a look at much of the information network out there, and we felt that there was not enough that really appeals to the intellect of the American people. A lot of it is partisan, and a lot of it is, frankly, simply not very well researched. And we decided to give something of a lot more quality, a lot more research, and to some extent, much more unbiased than what you get in most other websites and most other news sources.
Yeah, you know, and objectivity is something that's gone out the window, hasn't it? I mean, I remember back in schools in journalism, that was rule number one. It didn't matter where you stood, what you thought. It was you had to be objective about the truth. And that's all gone now, isn't it?
Yeah, back in the 1960s, the J schools, the journalism schools, used to teach who, what, when, where, and why. Those are the answers your article was supposed to address. But by the late 1960s, that had changed. And it changed to, well, you've got a bully pulpit and you're supposed to push a point of view with it rather than tell the people the information they need to make up their own minds. Back in the 60s and the 70s, when you watched a TV news show, they had in the last 5 minutes of the show an editorial section where they gave their opinion. Now, of course, it seems that most of the news shows we watch and many of the news sources we read, the whole thing is an editorial with just a little bit of news thrown in there for color.
Well, exactly. And it's not even news. It's propaganda. And that's I think that's what we're dealing with right now, especially with the mainstream media. I mean, it's all, in my opinion, it's all propaganda because you're not getting a fair shake on anything. You can look at different sources and you can get completely different stories depending on who's presenting the news, or I won't call it news, presenting the propaganda. And in all honesty, it happens on both sides. I wish there was just something more reliable. And I guess that's what you're going for. So when you established your platform, I mean, tell us, how do you go about doing it? I mean, how do you make sure that everything that you have is factual and not just opinion?
Well, we try to get the best people with experience to really do that work. We have, for example, a retired judge who does our legal work for us in terms of talking about stories like the various court actions against Donald Trump. We have someone who used to work in the State Department who looks at foreign affairs for us, people who have contacts, people in the know, people who could talk to folks on both sides and kind of determine what the best thing is. But with the background experience to really know where the truth lies, I'd say where the bodies lie, but somehow that gets too close to what you think is happening these days. But to really have the inside knowledge of what's going on and can kind of interpret between what's nonsense and what's real facts.
So what, as far as your site itself, I mean, how do you update this daily, or how does this work?
We publish 5 articles a week. Okay. They're published each day, Monday through Friday. And of course, the radio show occurs just once a week. And it's also on a small TV network out in California as well, and a small public broadcasting network up in New England. So we have various ways of getting the news out there. The website, of course, is our main source of getting directly to the viewers, to the people.
Okay. And as far as you're also on social media, that's how I found you. Are you having any resistance with that? I mean, as far as getting your word out, I know there's specific groups that, you know, that are able to, you know, you're able to actually get your truth out. But have you had any problem with that? As far as I, for one, I'm always in the so-called Facebook jail. You know, if I do something, apparently there's community standards, which is
to be congratulated for that rather than censored. It, you're absolutely right. One way we found, I'll suggest this to you as well. When you have something important to say, just give a brief synopsis on Facebook and then refer back to the original source. So, for example, if I have a website, I will put in, well, today we're talking about the election of 2024. Go to this site for more information. That doesn't raise the algorithm of Google to find something they don't like and then or Facebook and censor it out. So you just refer it back to the original article rather than giving all your opinion on a Facebook site.
Well, one of the things I have, I mean, my main, I'm a political cartoonist, and so I've got a daily panel through Salem Media that goes out. I, you know, it's not so much that, oh, you broke community standards, which apparently anything that they don't agree with is, but you'll have other people that'll say, they'll complain, or they'll say, you know, this violates, you know, what I think about the fact that the earth is flat or something like that. You know, and so that's one of the problems I have is that, you know, if you get somebody that complains, I mean, it's easily just to get you banned. I mean, I think there's got to be, I mean, it's okay to have a difference of opinion, but I think, you know, we ought to, as you mentioned, balance that out so that everybody gets their opinion. I mean, you saw that with Twitter. I mean, so once you had the other side that was able to express their views, I mean, you had everybody up in arms. Well, you know, they can't say they're what they think. It's got to be what we think. And I mean, as far as what you are doing, I mean, are you allowing, you know, even if you don't, obviously, if you don't agree with the truth, you still publish it, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And that's got to be the key to journalism. And it's nothing new. It's really going back to what journalism was supposed to be before the end of the 1960s. You can't have an informed democracy unless you have a way of getting the bare facts out there. And if you're only giving opinion rather than the bare facts, you're taking the ability to make an opinion about who's a better candidate or what's the better policy right out of the hands of the electorate. And that's a danger to any democracy.
Well, absolutely. And that comes back to the whole checks and balances. I mean, so you have, I mean, the media was almost as it was like they were one of the fourth branches because they were the ones that were allowed to come in and kind of, like you said, balance things out and know truth from fiction. And now, whenever when everything is just an opinion, you know, I mean, it's easy to agree with something if you agree with it. But, you know, I mean, I would rather know the truth, you know, 200% of the time than just somebody's opinion that I want to hear. And I, you know, that goes with the news too. Well, tell us again. Okay, so how do people, it's USAGov. Let me pull it up again here so I can give our listeners the correct USAGovPolicy.com, USAGovPolicy.com, and that's your website. And you said you're on other platforms too. So is that what it is for Rumble? And I don't know if you're on YouTube because I'm always banned from that too. But are you on other things that people can reach you besides just the website?
Well, we ask people to go directly to the website because okay. We don't know how we're censored on the other sites.
Right.
Although Rumble has been somewhat reliable, Facebook. Other platforms like YouTube, for example, tend to be somewhat more serious than the others. But going to the website, I think, is the best way to do it. And I think that applies to almost all opinion, all factual websites. Go to the original source rather than the intervening social media. And I think you find a lot easier to get what you want going that way.
Great. Well, I encourage people to do it. As I said, I checked it out and I enjoyed it immensely, and I enjoy your content as well. So that's USAGov, govpolicy.com. I encourage everybody to go check it out. And any final words before we let you go back to the freezing cold in the Northeast?
Take a look at all the sources. Don't believe the headlines all the time. 2024 is going to be a tumultuous year. You need to get a variety of input before you go out there and cast your vote.
Yeah, well, amen to that. I hope people would do that with any issue, but apparently it's easier just to believe what's, you know, on the mainstream media sometimes. Hopefully that'll change. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Hope you'll be back again soon.
It was great being with you. I look forward to our next discussion.
Okay, me too. Well, thank you. On the line now from the Love Tunnel submarine, directly back from Universal Studios, Florida, with the family and Alma the dog who got to ride the roller coaster, it is the one, the only, Admiral Andy. Admiral, how have you been? And you know what? Tell us about your big trip.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy New Year. Now, you went to Universal Studios. You took the whole family down there because you couldn't be on our big mayhem show last week. It was total chaos. You missed it. And you went to Universal Studios and you brought Alma the dog. Now, what provoked this? Was this something? And I know Joey has a lot of questions, too, because he said, you know, he was worried about you for one. But what provoked this and what was the highlight?
So, what provoked it is we were going originally to Daytona Beach. I was doing a video project with a friend of mine. And since we got that wrapped up pretty quickly, we decided, hey, let's just take the kids to Orlando. It's only an hour away. We'll go to Universal. We'll have fun. We'll watch the fireworks. And it was 100% madness.
Really? Do tell.
Oh, my gosh. It was so crowded. You know, I don't do well in crowds.
No, I was going to say now, but you had Alma the dog with you at the theme park. Now, does Alma ride the rides?
No. So, interestingly enough, we actually didn't get into the park because when we went to Orlando, so the Navy, the military and all, they have what's called an ITT ticket office. And what that is discounted tickets for active duty service members and retirees. To a lot of the theme parks and things around the country.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they were closed for the holidays, so we were unable to get those tickets.
It's like Wally World.
Now, well, you know, we thought about that, and then we thought about, all right, well, we'll just buy tickets anyway. Well, they ended up being about $200 a piece.
Oh, yes.
So we decided to not go that route.
I've got to interrupt you because I am just on pin. I got to I got to say this. I mean, you are brilliant. You are absolutely brilliant. You are the only person I know that takes a whole family to a world-renowned theme park, takes pictures outside of it without going in, gets everybody, you know, really impressed, and you didn't even pay for a ticket to go in. You are my new hero.
Well, thank you. Thank you very little. But... So, yeah, we decided to, and the kids were great about it because it was so crowded.
We're not going in.
Well, they really were. I mean, because it was so crowded, everyone that we talked to were telling us that the lines were at a minimum an hour and a half long.
Right.
So the kids were like, well, you know what? I don't want to do that. Can we buy something?
Oh, okay. Joey gets to ask you a question. Go ahead, Joey. You ask him something about the theme park that he did not actually go into. This is brilliant.
Now, I know for a fact they have the Universal City Walk, the shopping mall restaurant area. Before you get in, you can just go see a movie or go eat food. And I know for a fact that Lieutenant Dan, Gary Sinise himself, is at Bubba Gump Shrimp waiting for people like you, military veterans, to give them free food. Did you take advantage of meeting Gary Sinise at Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Yeah, because he was waiting for you.
We did not.
Oh, Lieutenant Dan's
man. I
didn't
know that. Joey, if you would have told me that before we went, I would have been all over that.
Well, here's what I'm thinking happened, because Joey made a good point. He said that they have free food for veterans such as yourself. But you probably thought, hey, I'm really getting lucky here not having to buy tickets. You probably thought if I take them in any of these shops or restaurants, they're probably going to want a glass of water and a cracker, and I'm going to have to pay for that. So you probably didn't even get them near anything that you could purchase, correct?
That's incorrect, sir.
Oh, it is incorrect. Correct me.
So we, of course, we did the whole walk. We went in all the shops, ate at one of the restaurants there. But, you know, I felt bad for the kids. So we let them, you know, pick out something from a couple of souvenir shops. And yeah. Quite frankly, it ended up working out great because the hotel that we stayed at, which was a nightmare to begin with, we were on the 10th floor and we had a spectacular view of the fireworks.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
And had we stayed up and made it to midnight, we probably would have seen those fireworks.
Oh, well, it's the thought. Well, you already had let the kids down from not letting them in the theme park, telling them to go to bed at 8 o'clock and miss the fireworks. That goes along with the whole the vacation. I've got a suggestion for you, though, because I do this with my family. And you mentioned, like, the long lines and how that's, you know, really not a lot of fun. And it's also expensive. I gave my entire family the same experience. By going to the DMV. We would go, like, go away to the DMV and get a ticket, and it would take us about 2 hours, and then we'd leave, and I'd say that's the whole experience, you know, just standing in line. It didn't cost me anything, and we didn't even get our picture taken to get a driver's license. Did you ever consider doing something like that?
Well, that about sums it up right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something I know just from being a huge fan of the Nextdoor app and Facebook is that veterans and dogs love fireworks.
Oh, they do. You were mentioning that.
Yeah.
There are lots of posts about how people just, please, more fireworks. My dog loves these.
Any final words before we let you go back to whatever you just said?
My final words will be that I just wish a very prosperous new year to you two gentlemen and to all your listeners. And, man, let's make it fun this year.
Yeah, let's do that. And I gave you two chances to promote the podcast, but you obviously don't want to do that. So we will do not listen to Andy, Admiral Andy's podcast, because he doesn't want to promote it this week.
Yeah, for whatever you do, don't listen to Nothing's Off the Table every Friday night.
Apparently not. Yeah, because you don't want to talk about it. Well, thanks for joining us, Admiral Andy. And again, say hi to everybody in the tube. And we'll look forward to the next day. Maybe you'll come back into the studio and like be with us in the flesh. Not really flesh, like Mitch over here, because he's like butt naked now for some reason. That's a whole long story. But maybe just come and bring Alma and sit out, and we'll let you wait in a long line. Okay?
How about next week?
That sounds like a plan. Okay, we'll do. I'll make sure to get a lot of people so you can stand on the line behind them. Okay?
Excellent.
Perfect. All right. That's Admiral Andy on the line. It's good to hear his voice, wasn't it, Joey? Wow. I tell you what. Well, I've had a great time here on the show today. You know, if we come back next week, we'll keep having the fun. But in the meantime, I guess Mitch will do some songs and take us out, huh? Anything before we leave that you'd like to add, my friend?
Oh, last week's episode when Mitch played Auld Lang Syne and the fireworks went off, it brought a tear to my eye.
It did,
and
me too.
It proves that if we don't pester him so much, he's got real talent that comes out of him.
I have no idea what this nudity is all about, but I hope that's not some theme for 24 because it's not pretty. Okay, well, I've had fun. All right, in the meantime, we shall be going. We'll let Mitch take us out. But I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V on The Right Mind Show. And like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to StudioTodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at NewsTalkSTL.com.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, along with my buddy Joey V. And you know, have you ever heard of what a doorbuster sale is? Well, we're not having one, but we do have sales at liberaljoke.com. That's liberaljoke.com, where you can buy all of your favorite offensive items. And you know what? Joey V is our store manager.
Yes, I am in charge of everything. And just so you know, the word sale just means money will be exchanged for goods and services. Nothing will be less money than it was before. And no returns.
No returns at all. So if you hate something, sorry, you're stuck with it. At liberaljoke.com.
If you find that something is ill-fitting, take a picture, send it to us. You may make it on the wall of shame. You will receive no refunds. All sales are final. Terms and conditions might apply.
At liberaljoke.com. Won't you visit us today, please?